in changing school start times and the transportation structure to a two-tiered system, you engaged in a multifaceted system of getting public and professional input on the issues. How well did that serve you? Did everyone go away, if not satisfied, at least feeling that they got heard?
Well, I think certainly the folks that were participatory in the process felt as if they had been heard. Since we started this back in October of 2015 with an open invitation for community-wide, that was the beginning, and it filtered down to about 25 to 30 participants. And there were from parents to folks from the community, as well as teachers involved. And we even had students involved, some high school students. So we thought that was a good sampling of our neighborhoods and our communities where our schools reside. So felt good about that. We also had some board members that were part of that discussion as well. So during that process of 4 to 5 months, there were many meetings, a total of 9 meetings actually. And those meetings focused on, first of all, what are our goals? What are we trying to do here, short-term, but also long-term? And as we focused on those goals, then how are we going to prioritize, or what particular things are going to best meet these four criteria? And I think we hit those in regards to not satisfying everyone, because this is a scenario that impacts every one of our students and every one of our families. It even reaches further. It reaches into our community in regards to businesses and jobs for families and how they're going to accommodate this now, the students leaving to pick up a bus at, say, 8:30 instead of 7:30, and how's the parent going to work through that? Or after school phenomenon. Now a parent may be saying, well, my elementary student now is being released at 2:30, and how am I going to accommodate those things? So with that, though, what I found through the whole process was how engaged people were, how they brought research to the discussion, and we're truly trying to find an overall best solution. And that's where controversy comes in, because we're trying to find a best solution in regards to a very complex problem. Complex because I could see it from this viewpoint, and I could see it from the counterpoint. And therefore, that makes it very complex. So I walked away last night thinking, you know, we've heard from our educators, our professionals, we've heard from a medical field, we've heard from also from parents who are single parent households who will struggle. And now our task is, how do we continue to find solutions to some of those answers that, quite frankly, we don't know what those answers are at this current point?
Well, let's ask this. With all of the resources spent on this process, did you arrive at a point that you thought you would arrive at before the process, or did it turn out to be different than you would have expected at the start?
Well, actually, it is different, because as we looked at the time configuration, we knew a three-tier system.
Too expensive.
You need X amount of minutes, at least 45 minutes between each tier. That extends both the beginning and the ending times of those extremes to very early start, 7:15, and late endings to 3:45. And we just felt, 3:45 to 4 o'clock. Thinking those are parameters that we just don't feel comfortable with, but can a two-tier system work? We didn't truly know if a two-tier system could work. So we went through simulations, asking our vendor for a student to run through simulations. They did so. So it did prove we could. We also asked our software company, it's called Versatrans, who's our routing company. We also asked them, give us help on this as well. Can this work? Can it not work? And even until 2 weeks ago, we're still uncertain which is the most efficient system, which is the most economical system, at the same time understanding the impact it will have on parents, on students, and so forth. So even up to 2 weeks ago, we didn't know what the final solution was going to be. I didn't have a true recommendation yet to the board. And I think we came to that after these several, as you said, a vast amount of time, resources being utilized, and coming up with what we believe is best solution for our adolescent students as well as our primary students.